This is TWiT.
Well, if you're wondering how to reach out to your loved ones when this is all over so that you could see each other again, you might be confused because Google is once again changing it up when it comes to its messaging. How exciting. So sources say that Google is looking to replace Duo with Google Meet. Duo is,
of course they are.
Duo is, of course, the video app that integrates with your smart displays. I personally managed to get some FaceTime-only folks on it recently, but looks like now I'm going to have to tell them, sorry, we're going to have to convert over to Google Meet. So if you will recall back to May, we were still at home. There was no Google I.O., but this is when Google actually unified its messaging and communication apps into the same team. The G Suite head, Javier Soltero, who was hired last October, told employees then that Duo and Meet should not coexist. It didn't make any sense. Duo has been Google's consumer video call solution since 2016. Now, you remember it kind of came out around the same time as, I believe, the original Google Home smart speaker. Or no, it was even before that, actually. That I.O. was when it was announced.
Allo and Duo, remember? That was the big announcement.
That's right. It was at that I.O. In recent months, of course, Google has made Google Meet free to compete with Zoom, which has become its own just sort of word, a part of the vernacular. Let's Zoom kind of thing.
It really has.
Let's meet with a capital M. The replacement will reportedly happen by bringing key Duo features over to Meet during the transitions. And this could take around 2 years. If this sounds familiar to you, that's because same old story here.
Oh boy, we've been here before.
Google just feels like it's that old faithful person that you were in a relationship with off and on for so many years. And you know that when you get back into that relationship, it's going to be the same thing. Which is fine, but
that's getting dark. I was gonna liken it to the kind of person who like paints their living room every 2 years. You know, like it just like it seems like Google is restless and can't settle on something. I guess that goes with your metaphor then, Flo. But yeah, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exhausting. Just pick something.
Very Gemini energy. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that like a company like, and sorry to bring up Apple again, second time in this show, I feel like I'm committing a sin, but
put a dollar in the jar, Jason.
Okay, fine. I'll put a dollar in the jar, but like you take FaceTime and like, what is Apple doing there? They've chosen a thing and they've stuck to it. And over the years they have created a lot of, just a lot of good attention around, but not to mention it works well. But you know what I mean? It's like sticking to something is not a bad thing, Google. I just don't understand. It's always this flip-flop kind of wishy-washy, like, oh, now we're going to take this and move it over here, and then we'll call it. Like, I think even part of this rumor was that they were considering, or at least internally, the portmanteau of Duo, D-U, and Meet, E-T, on the last, to call it Duet. It's like, oh, dude, just stop getting so smart. Nobody cares.
Just call it, make one icon with the Google logo. It installs on everything. Start it up, and you can either chat, video, or text message.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah.
I think it's cool. That's called Hangouts.
It's called Skype, or it's called Zoom, or it's called like any other thing that's been out there. Just do it. Just do it right. It's so funny because it's like, we are by no means, you know, of the caliber. I mean, I don't even think I could get through a interview at Google with a recruiter, much less through their hiring process. And you know, I don't have an MBA and I don't have an engineering degree or anything like that. But listen, we're users. We know how it works. There's a reason why Slack is beloved. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. They've built up a brand loyalty and they focus like hell on a product and they've refined it and got it to a point where people love it and want to use it. I don't want to use Duo.
Even Discord has figured it out how to make it for gamers and sort of like, you know, tight communities. And I just, Google's been at this since the dawn of time, really. I mean, since dinosaurs roamed the earth, and we still haven't figured it out.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So you don't use Duo. I mean, show of hands, who uses Duo with any sort of regularity?
The The only usage of Duo I ever get is swiping the notification when it tells me someone is now on Duo. That's all I ever use it for.
See, I feel bad. I just got my best friend to start using Duo because she's like, I want to, you know, she's the godmother to my kids. So she wants to see her. She wants, you know, they want to hang out. And she has FaceTime. And we already have been running into a lot of problems with our messaging apps. Like, I constantly get really bad video from her because iMessage just, you know, just compresses the crap out of it. And then on my end, files aren't sending the way they should to her. So it's like, we're missing out on a lot of life together just because WhatsApp. I'm not on the same and I'm being serious, like, because I'm not on the same mobile platform. Figured out that Duo rings all of my smart displays though. And so she's been using that and it's become really clever. Convenient. And now I'm a little bummed because as I'm getting into a routine and trying to like teach people to use this app, it's being changed on me again for something that I thought was going to stick with the quote unquote enterprise business users. I really do think they should be separate entities. I don't think that they should be one thing. I don't know if you guys agree with me.
Well, Flo, you've got 2 years to continue using it the way it is as Google slowly but surely moves things over. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, do they need to be two separate? I don't know that they necessarily do. If they have one strong app or service that does this, it becomes confusing when there's two, I suppose, to me. I don't know. At this point, I'm so confused. Google's confused me at this point. I don't even know what I like anymore because it's all over the map. So
I was just chuckling at that screen that Burke just held up with the highlighted. We're fully invested in Duo, which has seen astonishing growth during the pandemic.
Yeah, sure. So has Meet. So has Meet because they made it free.
Yeah, well, guess what? Yeah, so has like, Zoom. Oh. And like, was anybody really talking about it before this pandemic? No. And by the way, Zoom isn't perfect either because
Zoom is not perfect.
Practices with the platform there. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm verklempt.